Welcome to Says the Brown Girl. My name is Diamond, and I'm a brown girl with a voice who doesn't mind being heard. So listen up, I've got a word, and it might be just for you. Today's poem is entitled, A Life Worth Living, written by myself. Here it goes. Life isn't always filled with butterflies. It isn't a field of flowers. Sometimes it seems unfair, like following rules and going to work or school for hours, but each life is special. No life is the same. That's why I need you and you need me, so we can share every laugh and every pain. This life can be so cruel. Some things we wouldn't dare speak, but in those things we find strength, even when we think it makes us weak. We carry on. We are survivors, breathing each breath with thankfulness and hope. I believe this life is worth living, and pray that peace makes your mind its home. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I made this poem in light of Suicide Awareness Month, and I think it's very important to discuss this subject because it is the consequence of not discussing this subject that we lose loved ones, that we lose people who we thought were just okay, because we never asked the question, are you thinking about killing yourself? Are you considering suicide? And I don't want you to be afraid to ask that question if someone is experiencing or showing symptoms of depression, talking down about themselves, closing themselves off in isolation, making jokes about it. It is that question that can save someone's life. That is for anyone, whether you have considered suicide in the past and you know how it is, or you haven't considered it at all. Yes, that's great, but you also cannot turn a blind eye to someone that you might be sitting next to every day, laughing with on the phone, hanging out with. Our thoughts are so powerful, y'all. Our thoughts, our subconscious mind. We have people feeding into us from social media, people feeding into us from our family, and our thoughts are able to twist and turn. Our imagination can run wild with things that people say to us. We can feed off of stereotypes that people have placed on us, just labels that people have given us, and our mind can just run with that. And you get to a sunken place where you feel like the only option, or maybe people have actually done something to you physically, sexually, emotionally. It doesn't matter. Your mind can make you think that you are not wanted, that it would be better for you not to be living, that death is easier than life. And yes, it is the easy way out, but I want to let you know that you are loved, that I care about you. People care about you. You are needed. You are valuable to this society. You are special. Everyone is unique, and there's something about you that no one else can recreate. You are the sole owner of you. I just want to encourage you on this month. It's important every day of the year, but I just want to make you all aware so that we are not turning a blind eye to anyone in need. We are always nice to the next person that comes along. You don't know what people go through on a daily basis. Working in the position that I am in right now, I see things that has stripped my innocence away. This world is cruel. This world, for some people, is horrible, is terrorizing. They wonder why they were even born. You know, they despise their parents for even birthing them because their life is miserable. And so we don't know who feels like that. We don't know what people are going through at their home. Why add more stress and more hatred into the life of another person? You don't know what could tip them off, what could be the very edge for them. It's important to be nice to everyone that you encounter. It is important to be considerate to everyone, no matter race, color, age, ethnicity, religion, whatever it may be. You don't want to have bad blood on your hands or be the cause that someone takes their life. You know, that's why it's important to be nice. It's also important to be able to recognize when people are going through things, when people are just feeling down. You know, have that conversation and make sure, if they're not thinking about it, then so be it. But if they are there, you open up a door to them. You know, you make them feel loved. Somebody actually cares enough to even bring up this conversation with me. You know, it could be somebody's last opportunity, you know, and they're like, I'm gonna give this one more chance. If somebody says something to me out the way, if something is done to me wrong again, that's it. But you can be that one person to change their mind. And oh my gosh, how beautiful is it to save a life, to save a soul? That is amazing. But be kind, be loving, be open and acceptable to people. We just don't know. That ambiguity could cause us to act so many different ways towards people, but it's important to, first of all, be consistent and be nice to everyone you meet because you just don't know. That's all I want to say to you. Yes, y'all, let's work together. Let's spread love everywhere. Let's make sure we're checking up on people and we're making sure that people are good, especially the ones that are in your corner that you talk to every single day, the people that are there for you, the people that you're there for. Let's make sure we're having a two-way street between that. They're good and you're good. So yeah, this is Brown Girl signing out.